all your favorite letters. CFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, NFL. All on the RPS. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the RP Show, and we're underway with hour one of episode 256 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. Settle in. Thanks for joining us for coffee this morning. And thanks for checking in from wherever you may be. Paul's on the couch. We're here in the bunker. Everything just seems right.
Yeah.
For now, because I know I'm going to tick some people off here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. I'm pretty sure that I'm going to do that. So be prepared with some of the things that I have to say. I see Carlos Legena checking in from Indianapolis. He says, fastest 2 hours of the day. Let's do this. Let's go. Big day with guests today. Rod Black will be with us from the CFL on TSN, the star of TSN. Rod Black will be with us. Kelly Rempel, the Silver Fox. And it's been so long since we've had the Silver Fox on. I know he's like a bucking horse, just can't wait to get out of the stall, right? He'll be. Well, I haven't talked to him since the CHL settled its lawsuit against those players.
Yeah.
Suing the Major Junior Hockey League. So there's that. And, of course, with all the CFL news, I'm going to get into that right away. Rob Vanstone will be joining us from the Leader Post, and Logan Hoffman. Nelson Hackowich writes in. He is our director of sim events. Did you know that, Paul?
I did.
We gave him a title. Nelson Hackowich is our VP of sim events, and he writes that poll questions really got him going this morning. Well, thank you. I tweeted that this morning while sitting at my home office desk. Do you want to get into that first?
Yeah.
The poll question today is for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Let me call it up here. Will you stand for the anthem at the next game you attend? We're into the hundreds of votes already. 90% of you saying yes, you will stand for the anthem at your next game. What did you vote?
I haven't voted yet.
What will you vote?
I'll vote yes. But I support those who don't. So I don't, again, I'm trying to think of the next event that I'll go to and what it all means. I'm still processing the whole idea of that because I've never thought about that. This is the first moment that I've thought about, will I stand for it? My first instinct is I will, but I need to give it some more thought.
Well, that's what I do. We like to be thought-provoking here. I voted yes. I'll be standing for the anthem, and I'm sure it'll be a game in Canada. I'll be standing to honor my country because I love my country. It's the greatest country in the world. There's things about Canada that annoy the hell out of me. But there's nowhere else I'd rather live. That's the truth. Yeah. So I voted yes, but I'm with you. For those that vote no, that's also their choice. I love the freedom of the ability to do that.
Absolutely.
Frankly, whatever you want. So to the quick six show topics. Are you ready, Jordan? Thank you, Captain Blodgett. I've given him that new nickname today. Point one, it appears the roof is caving in on the CFL. Have you noticed?
I may have noticed.
It is just the way things look. And I'll tell you why. To point two. Justin Dunk breaking the news last night from 3downnation.com that football operations, the salary cap of the CFL that pertains to the coaches and the football ops staff will be cut by a half $1 million. Coaches, for instance, going from 11 to 9. Other football operations staff, whether it be video people, analytics people, I'm not sure where the trainers fall into that, but they'll be cut as well starting for 2021. Not cool. Point three, agents and media calling out Randy Ambrosi now publicly. I saw that this morning. Herb Zerkowski of the Montreal Gazette, an agent from Montreal who bills himself as an NFL, CFL agent that I saw on Twitter, both calling out Ambrosi saying, have you taken a pay cut? Randy Ambrosi, I believe, is the highest paid CFL employee. Where's your pay cut? I think the CFL, they haven't been good at PR in a long time. They're really struggling. They're losing the PR battle. Within the last 24 to 48 hours. So we'll get to that. Bonus point here, because I didn't have it initially written down, but I put it here. Questionnaire being circulated amongst the Canadian Football League Players Association from the union to its players. Questions like, will you play for less money? Will you play on less rest? On shortened rest in between games. It's, you know, why are they asking this? Well, this is clearly what the league is asking. So they want to take the temperature of the players. So it's coming from somewhere. And, of course, the reaction's been predictable. The players are against all of it. And I don't like the wording of that, by the way. You're not playing for less pay. You know, if you sign for $65,000 as a rookie, it's divided into 18 games. So if they go down to 9 games, they'll be cutting it in half and dividing it by 9 games. You're not actually playing for less money per game.
Right.
Under the pro rate. Sometimes I wonder if they know that.
Yeah, that's the way I would assume that it would be too. But again, I haven't read those contracts, so I don't know if it's a certain dollar amount that's evenly distributed throughout the season. And then the season in the contract could be determined to be 18 games normally, but maybe the season in this case is applied to be 9 games. I'm sure that's what's trying to be argued from the player's side, so that that whole salary can be divided over, you know, whatever the season's going to be. But it shouldn't be less money. It should be the same per game, I would assume.
I'm coming around on my main point here. As a matter of fact, I'll hit this before I move on to other topics not related to the CFL. My question that is echoing around in my head is, why do you keep attacking the product? The Canadian Football League has a credibility problem. It has nothing to do with the players and coaches. The CFL product may perhaps have never been better. Quality of play, we are on the cusp of the next generation of new great young quarterbacks. How do you think they were found? That was found by the scouting and personnel staff, coached up by the coaching staff. The product is fantastic. What the CFL's been complaining about for at least the last 3 years is declining attendance, declining popularity within Canada. Whose fault is that? The CFL has a credibility problem because of the decision makers. And I would say the marketing people. Look at the staff list on the business side. It's as long as your arm. And why do you keep attacking the players and coaches? And that's just me. That's not me taking their stand because I'm always on their side. It's fact. Why are you attacking the product? Go out and sell more. Get more asses in the seats. Then you wouldn't have to be cutting the product. I've got friends that went to a game, a CFL game last year, outside Saskatchewan, not in this market. Paid $100 a ticket. They didn't really care for the game night production. Thought the game was decent, but they said, we're not coming back. It was overpriced for what we got. That's game night production. That's marketing. That's, you know, the pizzazz around the game. Because the product itself needs to be glitzed up. Go to the NBA games. Go to the NFL games, which is awesome for the CFL. Fans do lump them into the Big Four profile-wise, but they're not getting the chutzpah that they're being asked to pay for. So, again, why are you attacking the players and coaches? The product. Because there's nothing wrong with the product. That's my rant on that. I know there's a lot of comments coming in from people regarding all the earlier topics, but I just got to move on a couple things. 4, ESPN's return to sports special last night. Did you watch any of it?
No.
What were you doing last night?
That I missed.
You were working.
Yeah, my dad's in town.
How's he doing?
We're building a patio.
He seems like a real handy guy.
He is.
The guy's about 5'6" and has arms like the Rock. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, so it was good. And we went to, I took him to the Tap for dinner. So
how was it?
It was amazing.
Oh, good.
It
I'm sure.
Awesome. Yeah.
Anyways, I handled it. I was cool to watch the 2-hour special on all of your behalf.
Good.
And it was Mike Greenberg, the host, interviewing all the commissioners of the American major sports. And I just want to say this. All the commissioners look really cool. Gary Bettman did the interview in his backyard in his lawn chair. Did you see it, Paul?
I did.
And he had a hockey net behind him.
Cool.
And I thought, I don't think he staged that. I think Betts has a hockey net in his backyard in New York. I'm sure he lives in some gigantic acreage,
Yeah. You
know, in some little borough or suburb of New York. But anyways, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, of Major League Baseball, was rattled. He looked like he had shell shock.
He's
answering the question.
He's had a tough week. Yes.
Like last week, 100% chance we're playing games. Yesterday, not so much. And the quote in the interview was, this is a disaster for our game. I shouldn't laugh, but get your act together, guys. Like, yeah. And now, I mean, I read ESPN so much. Jeff Passan, the MLB insider for ESPN, is just now saying what a calamity this is for Major League Baseball. How long have we been saying it? I think what it is, we're watching from the 35,000 feet view. When you're in the weeds, it's kind of hard to see.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are really crapping where you eat.
Like going completely the wrong way. Like you can see them marching, but they're not going anywhere near where they need to be. It's... It's not good. It's not
good for from Nelson Hakowicz, our VP of Sim Events. Producer, we can't have all that greenery. Toss a hockey net in by those shrubs. That's what it was. It was a hockey net in his backyard. And you know what? It didn't even seem out of place. He's the commissioner of the NHL. What else would you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
People, Dylan Moran writes in. He says, hashtag fire Rob Manfred. Is it his fault? Is it his fault? He's the referee between the owners and the players, which, quite frankly, I think Randy Ambrosi is the same. Look, I love Randy. I've taken a side. I'm on Team Randy. He's not very popular, and he's getting less popular with the players and coaches by the day. But the credibility problem that the CFL suffers from isn't even the commissioner. It's long been the owners and the governors that are completely out of touch. Randy's taken all the flack, and that's what he signed up for. But he's not the problem. Wright left. He's like, I can't deal with these guys. And I think Mark Cohan was the same.
Yeah.
When are they going to figure it out? This is the one that Paul's been waiting for. Point five. Week two in the sim schedule, CFL sim upcoming. I want to ask the viewers, what are your storylines in week two of our computer CFL simulation? We will be broadcasting. Can I announce it?
Yeah.
Breaking news. You wanted me to announce it, right, Paul?
I did.
We'll be broadcasting on Facebook Live, Montreal at Saskatchewan. You and I, CFL Sim, Cody Fajardo, Vernon Adams Jr. from Mosaic Stadium on Friday evening. The return of the president, Naaman Roosevelt. Last week in his Alouettes debut, one catch for 20 yards and a loss in Calgary. Naaman Roosevelt. That's my big story of the game. Do you have one?
Cody Fajardo. I mean, we're so in love with Cody Fajardo in this province, but it was all about that contract last year. At what point did he earn the contract?
Right.
Now he's been paid the contract. We just are just automatically assuming he's going to take another step forward into that elite category. So now, you know, he's got the chips are on the table for Cody. I want to see how he comes out in his first game of the week.
Oh, the pressure's on.
Big time.
That's right. His first game, getting all the cheese.
Didn't play in the preseason, I don't think, right?
He played a quarter
in
Calgary. Was 4 of 10 with an interception in the preseason opener. And there's a lot of people debating whether that was worthy of a $450,000 a year contract. So Friday night, we'll be broadcasting it as part of Canada's Game of the Week in Week 2 in the CFL. Let us know in the comment section, what are your storylines in Week 2 of the CFL? Prairie Mobile text line is open to 306-840-8777. If any of this tickles your fancy, 840-8777. Jeff the Stampeders fan says Stamps go 2-0, heading into their four-game road trip. Because the Calgary Stampede is virtually going to be invading downtown Calgary. Virtually. I kind of love living in this fantasy world.
I know.
It's nice.
It's pretty cool.
The reality really sucks right now, but the simulated world is awesome. The Calgary Stampeders are home to the BC Lions on Thursday Night Football. We'll be running that sim on Twitch TV with our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowicz. Point six here. Oh, I need to say, this is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. This is what it's come to with our home renovations. Here's the update, by the way. I had to sit my wife down on our couch on Saturday afternoon, and I said, where's the update? Because I haven't seen the flurry of activity of trades guys coming through here and giving quotes and taking measurements and everything. And she said, I'm getting the best price. I'm trying to keep the price low. She's the contractor, even though she doesn't want to say she's the contractor.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you think of this tile? Can you pick out this tile? I said, I don't care. They all look the same to me. She goes, well, okay. Well, for the fixtures in your steam shower and the new shower that we're doing, do you want chrome? Do you want black? I said, I don't care. Oh, well, the shower head. Do you want a rain shower head? Do you want a wand?
Guess what?
I don't care. And I had to sit her down and say, listen, doesn't mean I don't love you. Doesn't mean I don't want to be in this house for the next 30 years. I love you as much as ever. But you need to read my lips. I don't care. So not only are our home renovations brought to you by Flooring Superstore, but they're brought to you by Nike, too. Just do it!
What are we doing? Like, this needs to be an episode on HGTV. Like, it'd be great. It'd be fantastic. I can just see her going around picking out stuff. This doesn't. Well, ma'am, this is going to cost you $30,000. That's not in the budget. Do it for $10,000. Like, I can just see her going through.
I'm with Monty. Get over it. Jeff, the Stamps fan, go with the Rainhead, Rod. Trust me. Cool. I'm probably going to go with some sort of very sexy combo of the two. I don't care. Doesn't make me a bad person. Doesn't mean I don't love you, but just go. I would love the freedom to do whatever the hell I want without having to check in all the time. Yeah. You think it would be great.
Yeah.
Those are the quick. Oh, no. The sixth of the quick six show topics is how about the NHL coming in under the radar? You got Batman in his backyard. Like, you might as well have put his feet up and had a sip of iced tea as he was doing the interview. Just calm. You don't see any squabbles that I hear of.
Right.
Is it a hockey thing? I see Morgan Riley saying, hey, can't wait to get back. I just want to play. There's going to be some bumps in the road. Hopefully we get through those and just can't play. That's what they're all saying.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome what the NHL's got going on.
It's pretty good. Yeah, they're all on the same page, clearly, and that's exactly where you want to be. Understand that, hey, look, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be the way that it was. Not going to be the way maybe everybody wants it to be, but we're all on the same team, and I think that's the biggest thing. Everybody feels like they're on the same team with a common goal. It's not the same in baseball. It's us against them. Why can't you?
You know what? Rod Black, I don't know if he's ready, but he's lined up to be. He is? Okay, he's lined up to be our first guest. So maybe we'll get his take on why he thinks that the hockey doesn't have the squabbles or the problems of the other leagues. Are they just hiding it better? Which is possible. Just letting NCAA and NFL and baseball take all the flack. And by the way, so those are the quick six show topics. But our poll question today, will you stand for the anthem at the next game you attend? I voted yes. You said you will vote yes, but you understand those that say no and support them, as do I. Two, yesterday's rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions was Troy Westwood for a variety of reasons, not the least of which why he hated the U.S. experiment in the CFL, why he hates Donald Trump, and why he doesn't eat pizza pops.
Yeah.
What a psycho!
I know.
Who doesn't eat pizza pops? I want to talk about Chuba Hubbard, obviously at Oklahoma State, because he's a Canadian kid, taking a stand against head coach Mike Gundy. I want to talk about, imagine if Colin Kaepernick was signed as a backup. Just imagine. You understand, it's not that simple. Just say he signed in Seattle, and they're starting Russell Wilson. He throws one pick. The crowd, we want Cap, we want Cap. The media all week, why aren't you starting Colin Kaepernick? You signed him. Right?
Yeah, there's a reason you're not starting him.
It's the circus.
It will ensue. I know.
And so a lot of things on the table today. Rod Black next. It's the RP Show. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore, the proud sponsors of our home renos too. And you're watching on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to put the sports update on pause for Red Bull Canada and for the TAP Brewhouse and Liquor Store because we're going out on video chat this morning. Our number one guest, numero uno, is TSN's Rod Black, who joins us on video chat. And I appreciate it, Blackie. Producer Clark tells me, are we bringing him in, fellas? Oh, there he is. There he is.
Hello, Roderick.
Good morning, Roderick. Hey, the guys tell me they can't tell where you're at. You're in some sports facility, but they can't guess where it is.
Yeah. Got a bit of an echo, but that's okay.
Is it? Does he need to turn down his speakers?
Ice rink.
Hang on.
Sorry?
Oh, Clark says he fixed it. Hang on, sorry.
All right. That's okay. I don't like hearing myself twice. I'm in a Canland ice rink, ice sports rink, and doing a little story here today. And this is good for you. It's breaking news, man. They're going to start opening up all their ice rinks in a very different format for hockey, for adult safe hockey and youth hockey in July. Obviously, safe distance. I can give you a little idea of some of the signage. I don't think I'm supposed to show you that, but that's okay. But they're going to go to a 4-on-4 format, and there's going to be some very interesting new elements to hockey in our new world, Rod. I mean, it's, you know, everybody's been talking about pro hockey and pro sports coming back. What about all the kids and all of us old farts who loves to still skate or play sport? I mean, we need people to start playing sport again, to get outside and exercise. And you know, what a better way than to do it in an ice rink. So they're going to make a major announcement tomorrow. I know that.
I'm totally with you on all of that. So this is obviously a TSN story, A, and B, is it just adult safe or minor hockey kids too?
TSN, I think CTV is going to be on CTV News as well. It's going to be youth hockey as well. So they used to have run some 3-on-3 leagues, so it'll be youth 4-on-4. But the protocol is incredible. I mean, I'm so impressed with what they call them ZAPs, zone access protocol or zone access portal, that you only areas you can go in. I mean, it's a different world now. And, you know, if we're going to adapt to it and we want things to happen, we're going to have to be at safe distance, and we're going to, you know, have to play at safe distance. So, you know, they have special containers for your water bottles on the bench. They've got special rules in place. Referee never touches the puck. Referee has a whistle that is electronic. No penalties, which I like, but you penalty shots. Very similar to the 3-on-3, but it's a 4-on-4 game for adult safe hockey and also for youth hockey. So I think it's a great initiative, and, you know, boy, we need sports more than ever right now.
I absolutely love it. With those old hockey schools, I'm sure you went to them, instead of going to the penalty box. Not only is a penalty shot, but you get on the blue line and try and catch the guy. Is that what we're talking about? The guilty party.
Oh, yeah. It's good. And, you know, again, they're going to wear face shields. I think Power is involved and Hockey Canada is involved. But it's I love it. I mean, the parking lot, I'm sure, you know, the rinks in Saskatchewan as well. I know arenas are opening up, some of the private facilities, but the parking lots are empty. It's so weird. Like, listen, this is a hockey arena, you know, and it doesn't matter. Hockey arenas for 12 months a year are normally just bustling. It's quiet and the parking lot's empty. And I think, you know, the more that we can get back to some sorts of normal, safe normal, man, it'll make it much better for everybody's stress and anxiety.
Cool, for sure. Well, we'll very much look forward to watching that report when it comes out in the next 24 hours. Blackie, our viewers are just burning up with questions. They want to know your take on the NBA's return to play and the Raptors' chances of repeating. They want to know your thoughts.
I think they got a good chance, Rod. I think they, you know, again, I thought they had a good chance before this, you know, before the pandemic, pre-pandemic. I guess, we're AC and BC before COVID and after COVID. I think they got a great chance. I mean, they're the champions for a reason. The only thing is, it's kind of a funky tournament. There really is no home court advantage. I would like to see them reseed every bracket. I mean, I know they're bracketed, but here's the other thing. They're healthy. Have you seen Marc Gasol lately? He's like a new man, and they're healthy, and they were hurt going in, and now they go to this. I call it a summer tournament. It's like when we were kids, and you went to one city and you played. Now you got best of sevens. But again, I understand why there is some reticence to go back to play. First of all, for the safety, obviously, they're going to be in a safe environment. They're going to be in the bubble at Disney World. And they can't go off the resort. They're going to be checked all the time. The NBA was the first to shut down during the, when the pandemic really hit and the dominoes started to fall. And I think the NBA is going to be the first real team sport North America to get back. So that's good. I also understand why some players are reticent because of the protests that are going on right now. The activism that is out there, I understand. We all understand completely. But I think, I'm along the lines with Charles Barkley and others that, it's better to play. It's better to play. Your voice will be heard. This is a great time. It's, the protests will continue. There definitely needs to be change in our world. There is no doubt. I mean, we have, we've felt that certainly the last few weeks. And I think the players, when they play and, always being seen, I think that gives them, a stronger voice. I understand why they may not want to play because, they're playing in this environment. But I still think that playing right now, anything, Rod, is better than not playing.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? Here in Saskatchewan, we know a little bit about tragedy, i.e. Humboldt Broncos. And they did return to play. The league and the team played the next fall. So obviously you observe the thoughts of those that feel the other way, but I'm with you. I think they'll play. Now, Adam Silver last night said there will be a large media contingent in Orlando at the bubble. Will you be part of that, Blackie, considering you're such a big part of the Raptors telecast?
Geez, I don't think so. I think we'll be probably doing it. I don't think we made a decision yet, but I have a feeling that, our reporters might go down there. I think we probably will do stuff out of studio, maybe even home studio for a while. There is no sense to having more people there. They're already going to have a lot of people there. That makes no sense. Having said that, I don't mind some of the rides at Disney World. And if they, I might be able to, because they're not going to be that many people there, maybe I get a chance to get in.
No lineups.
Get in line. But no, I have a feeling we're going to be here. And then, it's going to be a crazy summer. Once we all get back up and running again, Rod, you got hockey, you potentially, I hope we get baseball. I think that's the most ridiculous thing going on right now. And more than anything, you and I both and everybody, I'm sure, in Saskatchewan wants the CFL to be up and running in September. And I think there's a really good chance of that happening.
Oh, good. Well, obviously everybody's wanting me to ask your thoughts on that. Last question, Blackie, is do you know something we don't? Is this just a feeling? Where do you sit on this as we sit here June 16th?
Are you talking CFL right now?
Yeah.
I think gut feeling. I mean, I've talked to some people. Players and owners and the league have to all come together and realize that we're in such an unusual time. Everybody's going to lose here in many ways, lose money, lose time, but we're still going to gain by having some semblance of a season. People will say there's an asterisk on any season that is shortened. I don't know about you or your viewers or listeners, but I would rather have a season with an asterisk that's shortened than a season with an asterisk that said no season. So I think they're going to, I honestly believe that Randy Ambrosi and the CFL and the networks and everybody else are going to look at the model that the NBA presents. And I do believe that there's going to be a hub city approach. My personal opinion would be Winnipeg and Regina would be logical, absolutely logical to have the teams play out of Winnipeg and Regina for those 3 months that they're going to have to play. But again, that's just my personal gut feeling. The rest, I just have a feeling it makes more sense to play. I know it's going to be hard. I know there's going to be losses. And I know that the CFL's, pressured the government for money, as everybody else has, by the way. And maybe by, late November into December, maybe there is a chance that we have a game where there are actually fans. Of course, maybe limited amount of fans. And I do think, I'd like to think that my glass is half full than half empty. So we haven't had much good news in a long time. So I'm hoping that we get some good news soon.
Well, you're a very positive guy, and I'm positive, Blackie, that we have this hat waiting for you for the rock star of the day from your last appearance. This is the rock star supply chain's rock star of the day from the Rod Peterson Show. I know how you love to wear ball caps, so this is waiting for you when you come to the Queen City. Yeah.
I love it, man. I can't wait. I'll be rocking that thing.
I know you will. All right, Blackie. Stay safe.
Stay safe, everybody.
TSN's Rod Black joining us from McCandlin Ice Center in the GTA. Super cool.
Yeah, and that's big news.
I can't wait to start delivering these to all the rock stars of the day.
That's how we're going to do it, too. We got to deliver them, or they got to come into the studio and get them.
Well, he wants to come in.
Of course.
Didn't he refer to you as Ed McMahon or
something like that?
Something,
yeah.
Paul Schaefer?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to see the set, particularly the TV guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I'm not anointing him rock star of the day today. This is from his last appearance. He won rock star of the day, the vote by the viewers. Today, he's in contention with Kelly Rempel, Rob Vanstone, and Humboldt's Logan Hoffman, who was drafted in the Major League Draft last week. So, hey, he's got some work cut out for him. But I'd say he's had a good start.
Oh, yeah.
Sports update this morning. Lots of NHL news. The Buffalo Sabres have fired general manager Jason Botterill and replaced him with senior VP Kevin Adams. Sabres are missing the playoffs for a ninth straight year. The Vegas Golden Knights signed tough guy Ryan Reeves Monday to a two-year contract extension worth $3.5 million. He'll count $1.75 million against the salary cap in each of the next two seasons. Reeves announced the new deal in a video on the Golden Knights Twitter page. The 33-year-old from Winnipeg had 8 goals and 7 assists for 15 points. Winnipeg Jets have signed goalie Arvid Holm to a 3-year entry-level deal and forward Christian Reichel to a 2-year entry-level deal. Holm, 21 years of age, was drafted by the Jets in the 6th round of the 2017 NHL draft, just completed his first season with Färjestad in the Swedish Hockey League. And the 22-year-old Reichel, an undrafted free agent, had just completed his second season with the Manitoba Moose. He'd played for the Dubs Red Deer Rebels back in 2017-18, where he had 57 points in 63 games. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. We are open! Stop in today at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua, or call 761-2777 for their hours. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. I'm just seeing what everybody's writing in here. John Ohm checking in from Winnipeg. They love the Jets talk. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, Buffalo Sabres are the last team I really want to see win a cup. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about it.
For a while.
For a long time. Not with the current ownership. I will say it again and again, and I haven't said it for a while. Do you like to read?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Order the book, The Dark Side of the Game. It's written by a guy by the name of Tim Green. He was an NFL, I think, offensive lineman. It's a really good book. It's the best sports book I've ever read. He takes you inside the game, and you can transfer it from NFL to NHL, any of these leagues. And there's a chapter in there. Shoot, major junior hockey. There's a chapter in there that says why some teams always win and some teams always lose. And this guy played for sure with the Bengals and I think the Jets. But he said it's ownership and it's the people in charge. It's why some teams always win and some teams always lose. Wouldn't you like to read about that?
Yeah.
Guy nailed it.
Yeah.
In terms of setting a culture, expectations, leading by example, why some teams always win and some teams always lose. You got to read it. Order it on Amazon or whatever you do. Go down to your local chapters and order it. It'll really make a lot of it make sense for you.
Yeah.
And how I got on that topic, I'm not sure. But, you know, I didn't even ask Rod about the current crisis facing the CFL. As a matter of fact, he was very positive, which he's going to be no matter what because he's the voice of the team on TSN. But to go back on our quick six show topics that we covered at the start of the show, 3downnation.com breaking the news that the football operations cap, the cap on coaches and all football operations people, has been going to be cut by $500,000, i.e., there's 11 coaches a restriction now. Now it's dropping to 9. Further cuts in the football ops department. And then Justin's report was that, look out, players, you're next. And it just made the hair on the back of my neck stand up because I thought, why are they attacking the product? You're lessening the product. The scouts, find these players. The coaches coach them up, get them to this level, and you're attacking the product? The credibility problem starts at the top, not the guys on the field. And I have a major, major problem with that. I don't know where or why I went down that rant again, but I just got to hammer that home again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because of the Sabres. That's why.
Right.
And the Bills aren't going to be squat either. Likely, because these owners don't know what they're doing in Buffalo, the Pegulas.
Yeah, and it's tough. As you know, as taxpayers, and when you look at the federal government trying to, you know, potentially lend support to the Canadian Football League, I think, you know, the ask was $150 million. Do you want to do that to an inferior product? Do you want to prop up the game that people want to enjoy and want to see? And I just don't want to see the game take a hit. You don't want to see the on-field product take a hit.
It's the way it's going.
And I understand being fiscally responsible, and I understand, you know, this is extreme times, and we got to cut costs and make sure we're not overspending, you know, more than normal. But it's a 20% cut to the salary cap for the personnel. And you're cutting two spots, and it just becomes really difficult. I think the government, you know, the plea is that we want to support these jobs. We want to support our players. We want to keep the on-field product at a high level, not cut it. What are you supporting? I don't know. It's tough to see it. It really is. It's really tough.
Breaking news from Simon Fudge, our soccer insider. Thank you, Simon. He says, Mark Panis out as Vancouver Whitecaps CEO after just 6 months in the role. Sporting director Alex Schuster takes over CEO duties in a newly combined role. Is it bad that my first thought was, oop, what'd he get caught doing?
That's
6 months in the role.
That's the, you know, the world we live in right now.
Cancel culture.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, what was uncovered? What did he say? What did he do?
Right.
Right? 6 months, that's not a long time. You know, that's you know, get to the keyboard, edit, undo. I made a mistake. Right?
Right?
6 months is not long.
And on the Chuba Hubbard thing, by the way, it is a fantastic social study. You know, the kid from Sherwood Park, Alberta, that's playing at Oklahoma State, Canadian kid, top running back in NCAA football, calling out his coach, Mike Gundy, just yesterday. And what, within an hour, they came together and shot a video together, and Gundy didn't necessarily apologize. By the way, Mike Gundy, the coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, is the guy that they haven't won anything since he's been there. But he's the guy that famously was in that rant on video. I'm a man. I'm 40. Come after me. That was Mike Gundy. The mullet.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know Mike Gundy. And he was wearing a T-shirt for the OAN network, the OWN network, America One. One American network, and Chuba had a problem with it because they are a far right, accused of being anti-Black Lives Matter campaign network, and the coaches wearing the shirt. So Chuba came out yesterday and said he'll have nothing to do with the Cowboys until there's a change. The coach makes a statement, not an apology. Here's where I think we're at. Chuba has the right to call him out. The coach has the right to change. Or at the very least, apologize. I.e. Bill Peters with what happened to him in Calgary. Do you see what I'm saying? Probably did deserve to lose his job. I mean, it's dangerous when you're going back into history to call up what people did decades ago. I mean, that horse is out of the barn. There's no point bringing it up here. But Bill Peters, or anybody that's accused of these things, should get the opportunity to change and see the error of their way. Should they not?
Yeah, I believe in this wholeheartedly. I believe that you need to act properly. You need to act, you know, in a place of kindness and from inside, from a good place. But we're holding people accountable for actions 20 years ago to standards of today, not standards of 20 years ago, right? We're pulling up old incidents and applying today's judgments and today's rules when things might have been seen differently back then. But how I feel things need to be looked at is we need to be held accountable for what we've done in the past, but shown that we can change. So if he's done some bad things in the past, he should absolutely own up to it. He should absolutely take responsibility. But if he's recognized that and shown progress and shown change as the world's changed and he's evolved, then that's what we want. We want people to evolve with time and evolve and change and grow. And that's the same thing with this whole movement. You may have thought something before. You may have thought something yesterday. We live in a different world today. Are you changing? Are you growing? Are you evolving? That's what I want to see.
After the break, Kelly Rempel, the Silver Fox, his thoughts on all of this. But on the Prairie Mobile text line, we announced that we will be broadcasting Friday night's Saskatchewan-Montreal computer simulated game. We'll be broadcasting it on Facebook Live. Chris in Regina writes in, says, will Abu make an appearance on Friday night? No, he won't. That's just a simple no. Shane writes in, says, great news. Looking forward to CFL Sim with you both announcing. That's from Shane. Metal Shingle Guy says, not on Twitch. Now I need Facebook. Sorry. We can explain later on why we're making this change.
Don't even need Facebook. RodPeterson.com.
Yeah, you can watch it at RodPeterson.com. Thank you. There's a ton of messages here, so we'll get through those. I want to get to Remps next. Don't want to keep him waiting. It's the RP Show. Episode 256 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this from the bunker in Western Canada. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at RodPeterson.com and Game Plus TV Network.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope you are having a good day on this Tuesday. Checking the poll results for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Will you stand for the anthem at the next game you attend? 91% of you on Twitter saying, yes, you will. I'll be honest, I thought it'd be far more towards 50-50. I really do. And even Darren said a third of our viewers are in America, i.e. a third of our Twitter followers. It's not even about being a Canadian thing, really. But 91% of you on Twitter saying, yes, you will stand for the anthem. Regarding, we're just awaiting the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, by the way, joining us from probably his office, I would think. Talking about week two in the CFL Sim. Some exciting games. Wayne in Victoria writes in, says, I never thought I would get excited for a simulated game, but I think I am. LOL from Wayne in Victoria. If you didn't watch the show yesterday, I'll repeat it, what I said yesterday. When I got asked to do the SJHL simulation broadcast, I said, not a chance. Dumbest thing ever. Nope. And I didn't at the start. And then it just, everybody was telling me how much fun it was. I logged in. I'm like, this is great. This is not what I expected. And by the way, it won't be what you expect either, by the way, when you watch our broadcast Friday night of the Montreal at Saskatchewan in Canada's Game of the Week. Because we don't do typical play-by-play. It's just fun. It's just a broadcast. It's just fun. And I guess what I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, is just try it. Just try it Friday night. It'll be on Facebook Live. And tell us what you think. I would almost guarantee you'll like it.
I think so. I mean, it's going to be so interesting because there's just enough actual play-by-play that it's that you're into it, but yet there's enough fun that you're just going to have a great time. It goes by in a blink of an eye, but yet it doesn't feel like the game's in fast forward. It's such a new product that I can't wait for Friday and see just what the fans think, because it's different than the hockey in its own way.
Like, oh, it's way different.
It's way different.
By the way, I don't know why I'm just calling this up now as we await for Kelly Rempel. Our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowich, writes in. He says, oh, a lot of the league-leading players are all on board all of a sudden. Oh, you noticed, huh? For instance. Oh, Jeff Kozak says, what time? Check the schedule, brah. This is 7 or 7:30. I'm not whatever the schedule says. Go to CFL.ca.
Yeah.
And check the schedule. It's on there. And by the way, we put up yesterday in our Instagram feed all the stats. So here's 1-0 coming out of week one of the Sim. Argos, Stampeders, Eskimos, and Ticats. All 1-0. 0-1, Montreal, Ottawa, BC, Winnipeg, and the Riders had the bye. The leading passer is Vernon Adams Jr., 529 yards. Next, Matt Nichols of the Argos, 484. Next, Bo Levi Mitchell of the Stamps, 434. Now, I did see Ryan Ballantyne, the Stampeders blogger, writing in this morning, was either on Twitter or Facebook, saying he's concerned with the Stampeders' lack of red zone production because they had five or six field goals the other night against the Alouettes. Mm-hmm. They're concerned in Calgary.
But that defense, though.
Speaking of defense, we don't have defensive stats. So Don Unamba, the president, Red Blacks linebacker, made us very aware that he's disappointed we don't have D stats. And I said, well, we are keeping track of picks, so go get one. That's what I told Don.
Tackles and stuff, I don't think we're keeping track
of that. We're not keeping track of tackles. Our VP of Sim Events, Nelson Hakowich, writes in and says, 7 p.m. SAS time, kickoff. And join us for the tailgate party beforehand at the Virtual Armories right across the street from Virtual Mosaic Stadium, where we'll be serving virtual Hell's Half Acre beer. Brian Warishin from the Lions Den podcast writes, and he says, there should be a fan of each team that is playing in the Sim. Include the trash talk between them. Gold. Brian, you don't got to do that. Clearly, you didn't watch the games last week because we ran the games. We just didn't have broadcasters. Just go in the chat section and trash each other. But there will be no bullying. We're following the line that we set with the SJHL. Any bullying starts, you're gone. We have the ability to kick you out of the chat section. As far as I'm concerned, it's all win-win.
Oh, yeah.
Valerie Kobarinski-Paulson is watching. She writes in and says, I watched the Argo Red Black Sim game, and it was very cool. I will continue to watch for sure. It's so cool. Do we have Rems? Oh, sorry. It says here Kelly Rempel on the screen, so I just... leading rusher is Marcus Thigpen of the Argos. The Argos getting Thiggy with it in week one. 68 yards for Thiggy. And he liked our post. They're all paying attention.
Oh, yeah.
Kadeem Carey of the Stampeders, second leading rusher, 56 yards. Andrew Harris of the Blue Bombers has 51 yards rushing. And James Wilder Jr. of the Alouettes, 47 yards. James Wilder Jr. and the Alouettes in town Friday night will have the broadcast. In Naaman Roosevelt's return, the president.
Excuse me. I'm going to need a pay raise. Didn't you see I'm leading the league in Sim rushing yards? I'm going to need a
Figgy.
Pay bump, yeah.
Figgy, we'll pay you in virtual dollars.
That's a good, yeah, good.
I had a friend that he was getting a lap dance one night, and she had fake boobs, fake eyelashes, fake everything, so we threw Monopoly money at her. That's a joke. It didn't happen. It's a good joke, though.
It's good.
Leading receiver, by the way, as we continue our Sim stats, B.J. Cunningham of the Alouettes went off. Whoever took him in Sim DraftKings made a lot of dinero. 221 yards in week one, B.J. Cunningham. Ferris of Ottawa, I don't even know who he is, 177 yards. We're going to have to, or the receiving yards, Ferris, 177. Clark tells me he's a DB. They flipped him to offense for the game. Levy Noel of the Argos, 176. Richie Sindani, who sat in that chair, Stampeders receiver, 155 yards. Jeff, the Stampeders fan, says poor rushing stats in week one. Well, you will find yourself yelling at your screen, run the ball! A lot of people were doing that in week one. Okay, here we go. From Kelly Bale, get Rod to say, check the schedule, brah, for a sound bite. Oh, they're on it, trust me. Okay, Rems, appreciate you joining us. There he is from his Southeast Regina office. How you doing, my friend?
Doing well. Doing well.
Oh, good. It's a good connection today. I appreciate it. Kelly, I got a million things I could go through with you. Where do you want to start? What is on your mind eating you today?
Well, there's nothing really eating at me per se. I'm kind of like everybody else, though. I kind of want to get the sports going again. I'm COVIDed out a little bit. Now, in saying that, if you did told me that I'd be dealing with it as well as I have been, I probably would have been surprised, because I've surprisingly found some things, that old hobbies that I've been able to take up and whatnot that I've enjoyed. But I'm ready for something to get started. Let's get the baseball or the hockey or the NBA or, you know, let's just get her going. I don't know how you guys are feeling, but it's just I've had enough. I need sports back in my life, guys.
I know. Well, the one thing I thought about you was when the CHL settled the lawsuit with the players on the minimum wage dispute, and we're fortunate that'll never come up again. But I thought of you immediately, and I'm like, I got to get Rem's take on that. And that was a long time ago. It's been a while since we had you on. But what's your take on that situation?
My take on it is it's a disgrace and it's an embarrassment and a joke. I've never quite understood the whole lawsuit. It didn't make sense to me then. It doesn't make sense to me now. In my personal opinion, the bottom line is this. If you're a young junior hockey player and you, or actually let's go back even further, before you're a young junior hockey player and you have a tough decision to make, you've been drafted by the Regina Pats or the Moose Jaw Warriors or the Swift Current Broncos, and you have options. One of your options is you can play, say, U.S. college hockey. Another one is you play in the Western Hockey League. So a John Paddock or an Alan Miller, somebody sits you down in their organization with their program and they say, okay, here's what we can give you. We can give you free room and board. We can give you an opportunity to live with a family and have a home style type of life, not living in an apartment where there's no accountability for a 17 or an 18-year-old. You're going to live with the family with no expenses. All of your equipment, all of your travel, all of your expenses are going to get paid. 100% aid, no expenses. And you're going to get the best coaching you're going to find anywhere for any developmental league. Oh, and by the way, for every year that you play here, we're going to give you a free university year of education. Now, at that point, if that's still not enough to drag you over the finish line, which is fine, but if that's not enough, then don't go. There, don't go. But don't take advantage of all of that. And then 10 years later say, well, you know, the coach wasn't very nice to me, or there was a couple of things that they promised me that I didn't get. There's players in U.S. college hockey all the time that have bad experiences. What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is if you're in U.S. college and your coach benches you, you got nowhere to go. You can't even ask for a trade. It was a money grab by a bunch of lawyers. That's what it was. And they got a bunch of disgruntled players to jump on board, and it cost Canadian Hockey League and all of the teams hundreds of thousands of dollars each. It's ridiculous, in my opinion.
So do I. You're pretty much right on point with what I thought. But by the way, let me ask you this, because we've been talking so much football, let's just stay on that hockey road for a second. What are you hearing from your hockey contacts in terms of playing this fall? Because it's been pretty quiet, would you not agree?
Yeah, it has. I don't know what to make of it. You know, I saw a Drew Doughty interview about a month and a half ago. And when I was done watching that interview, I was convinced that Drew wasn't real crazy about coming back and playing. And you're not sure after you watch that interview whether or not does that sort of represent the consensus of all of the players? Or is that one guy that just, you know, had every reason in the world to say, well, I don't really want to know if I want to go back and play, and it's going to be an inconvenience, and we're going to have to be away from our family, and they're not going to be able to pay us as much. you get tired of listening to that stuff. On the other hand, I also understand that probably there are a lot of players that don't want to play, right? It's a quirky, weird scenario that's going to, you know, play out here. So I don't know. I'm really interested to get going on it. My understanding is that this thing is going to happen, though. I honestly meant
junior hockey. I think it's going to happen too. At least they're saying all the right things, and they're not squabbling over money. But in terms but your beloved Warriors, beloved Pats, Darren's beloved Blades.
Yeah. Sorry, Rod.
No, it's fine. Or even SJ. What are you hearing there?
Well, I think the SJ is. Though the SJ, I believe, is going to be a go, because I was listening to an interview with Scott Moe on John Gormley's show maybe a week or two ago, and when they were talking about that Phase 5 and how that was going to look, he was quick to point out that they didn't really word that right when they said Phase 5 is probably going to be about this time next year. He said Phase 5 is basically when there's a vaccine. But he said before then, we hope that he specifically said, we hope that the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League, as an example, is ready to go in the fall. Like we fully expect, even if they don't start right on time, we want the Sask Junior Hockey League to go. I was talking to Al Miller, though. I went over to Al's place last week, sat on his deck, and listened to Def Leppard, Motley Crue, and Poison for about 3 hours. It was great. Anyway, sitting there with Millsy on his deck, and they're optimistic that they're going to have some form of a season. I think there's not a hope that they're going to start in September. But I do think that they hope that they get at least half a season in. Now, is it wishful thinking? I don't know. I mean, lots of moving parts. You got players coming from all over Western Canada and even the United States. So it's not like the SJHL where 90% of the players are kind of from here. So they're optimistic that they could do something. But he also opened my eyes to something that shouldn't probably have opened my eyes. And that's that, like, the fallout financially from this for these teams, especially with this lawsuit and everything that's mounted and piled on all at once. There's going to be some tough days ahead for some of these teams.
Well, it's
scary.
It's been a real struggle for our favorite leagues for a long time, but with the SJHL or junior football, they got the perfect model.
Yeah.
They're traveling by bus. They're in a region, you know, and I'm not talking about the Dub. I'm talking about junior A. So maybe it's finally their time. You know, we'll see. But Darren has a point on this.
No, just you know, what I had heard around the leagues is preparing for camps on September 15th and early October start to the season. But again, those are just plans, right? I mean, we saw what happened in the Canada West, and now hockey, you know, if at all, won't start until January in the Canada West. And I could absolutely see that happening in the WHL, them being forced to wait until the new year to start. But
unfortunately, the WHL is far more towards a pro league than the junior A.
Yeah,
that's a fact. But by the way, Don McNeil's watching, Kelly, and I wonder if that is the Don Lumpy McNeil of CHAB fame. I believe it is. He says Chappie, right? Don Chapman, who used to call me and Al Dumba. He used to call me and Al Dumba Dumb and Dumba, the Pats radio crew. So anyways,
he was classic.
I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was funny. But he says, by the way, can you guys put that up on the screen? I'll read it all. I am all for players getting paid. CHL teams aren't going for chump change anymore. The owners aren't investing because they are paragons of virtue. There was money and ... It gets cut off on my screen here. Check it, my prompter. There was money and not one ticket has ever been sold to go watch an owner. Well, Lumpy, you can go start your own league then, because that horse is out of the barn.
Apples and oranges.
Yeah. Remps, sorry that we were late getting you on, but we do got to run for the top of the hour. But I'll just say this. John Lynch is in here, so I'll give you the last word. What's the last word you want to get off your chest here?
I don't really have one, but there's one thing. I'll try to make it really quick because I know I have a tendency to go on too long. I really had my eyes open last week. I was on social media, and I kind of vented a little bit about the Rams and how disappointed I was and frustrated that they had to have their season canceled. And I had somebody that's a contact, and I don't want to say his name because it was in confidentiality, and I never breached that. But he sent me a private DM and really opened my eyes to the hours and hours and hours and layers and layers and layers of complexity into the decision. And the bottom line is he sold me when he was done with his DM and his tweet, I should say, to me, I realized that they did everything that they could possibly do for a season, and it just wasn't going to work. There's so many. I wish we had more time. Just way too many moving parts and too many different teams in different regions with different goals and different objectives. And to bring it all together in time to have any kind of a season would have been impossible. But that's heartbreaking too. Would you not agree?
Kelly, I don't mind if we go a minute or two here. It's not like we're not have a restriction there. So let me ask you this, because obviously I've been hearing the other side of it, not the university side of it. And it sounds like soon we will, because they want to put somebody on the show. But from the football side and the athletic side, it's that it was all about money, that it wasn't about safety at all. So maybe in 2 minutes or less, sell me on that argument.
Well, you know, I don't have any skin in this game. I mean, as I do as a fan, but that's it. I don't have any loyalties to anybody that may have served on one of the committees or anything, but they just brought up some very good points. When you have all kinds of different players coming from all different kinds of areas, just the model is going to be very different. There's going to be some universities, as an example, that are going to have they're not going to have the regular classrooms. Most of the stuff is going to be online. Well, if you have a bunch of players that are registered in certain universities with certain courses where everything's going to be online, what do you do with those guys? Where do they go? There's so many different moving parts. And then you've got some regions where the economy is wide open, and then in other parts of the country, it isn't. You got different regions with different laws and different rules, so they're restricted as to what they can do. I personally would like to have seen something where even, like, I don't know, maybe this is just a pipe dream, but maybe it could have had Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and British Alberta, as an example, have just a small league and at least get some games in. And they talked about all of those different scenarios, but when it was all said and done, they just couldn't seem to figure out a way to do it. And the opportunity, actually, I would argue about the money. That if there was ever a time that they would make money, it's a year where there's probably not going to be any CFL. Don't you think that would that their attendance would be the benefactor of no CFL?
No, they were all
so
no.
I don't know that it no. was that.
Yeah, fair. Well, we are over
you
time.
You don't agree?
No, well, I don't, because the universities were already in trouble financially and cutting sports programs long before COVID. So while I agree with the moving parts and the headaches that would be associated with staging games this fall, what the coaches feel is that they cut it at the first seconds, you know, hint of danger because of money. This was their chance to get off the hook financially. It didn't have anything to do with COVID and the pandemic. And when it does come back, there'll be a lot of sports cut. But anyways, we'll revisit it. Rams, because we do have to roll, but I appreciate the time and that explanation.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Kelly Rempel joining us. Next hour, Logan Hoffman. He's from Munster, Saskatchewan, and he is a St. Louis Cardinals draftee. We'll chat about his baseball road and Rob Vanstone of the Leader Post. So hang on, everybody. It's Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show coming to you out of Western Canada on Facebook Live. What else you got here, dupes? Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, CastBox, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Game Plus TV, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, Rod Squad. Now you can join the team with your very own RP Show gear. Head to rodpetersonshop.com and get yours today while supplies last. It's just like we wear on the show, official RP Show gear at rodpetersonshop.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.